to witness could well revolutionize your way of thinking. We are presenting startling facts and evidence that take up where other explanations leave off. Some of these revelations may very well go against things you have been taught and perhaps believed all your life. Prepare yourself for the evidence which will follow.
CJSF 90.1 FM broadcasting live from the top of Burnaby Mountain every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Rap Radio. Yes, you're tuning here to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bones, and you're listening to Rad Radio. We just kicked in the program with the one, the only, the lovely ladies from Wrong. They will be playing this Saturday night at Redgate Art Society down on Main Street. Is that correct? Yes, yes, yes. Along for the ride with them will be Dead Streets, who are from somewhere in the Pacific Northwest, and Curse Words, which are also from Vancouver, and my guest, who I'm sharing at right now, two-thirds toqued, the one, the only, the very creepy, the Fomite.
Hi, Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, hi, guys.
What's going on, man?
Well, not much, you know, just hanging out, listening to records, looking at your beautiful faces.
Oh. Yeah, all three of us in the studio.
I know, it's been a minute. I don't know if I've ever had all of you guys here. I think it's just been you, and then it was you two.
Yeah.
So, for your third appearance, I think it's you finally made the trifecta.
You earned all of us.
Yeah, like the triforce of power.
Strong shape and nature force.
Yeah, there we go.
Strength.
Yeah. So what's been new in the Fomite camps? Y'all have been just fucking tearing it up. Just busy, busy boys.
Well, actually, we've been, for the first time in actual years, we actually took a whole month off.
Ooh,
we didn't play anything
in
February, all February. And like, you know us, that's a little bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
So we're back to form in March, literally like March 1st. We've got this show at Redgate. We're super, super hyped for it. We've been putting together a pretty monster set. So, yeah, it's going to be rad.
Very excellent, very excellent. I know I caught you guys, actually, not wasn't you guys, I caught you while you're filling in on Die Job there, and I saw that there's something going on that got announced in Absolute Underground. if I'm not mistaken, there's a slight little collaboration that might be going on with or without a skateboard company in Vancouver.
Oh, yeah, of course. Our dear friends over at Orca are collabing with us on a bunch of cool stuff that I don't know if they've announced all the specifics yet, but we're just kind of hyping up some excitement. I got to test some boards and stuff. They're a great company. They ride real smooth, last longer than they should, given the price, which is super great. I love those guys. And, yeah, look forward to more stuff from them.
Very cool, very cool. Well, let's dig into a bit more of the stuff that you can experience if you go out to Red Gate Art Society this Saturday. I'm getting there. Slowly but surely. The caffeine's slowly working its way through my veins. I will get there eventually. This is another bench you can see. Ooh. You know, let's keep the girl thing going because we started off with wrong. So this is a band who I had the pleasure of meeting. I believe it's their guitar player. I forget her name. She was super sweet, and her band's pretty cool. They're called Curse Words. You can see them this Saturday. Go check it out. This song's called Heroin Chic.
We'll be right back.
So that was a little taste of what you can experience if you go out this Saturday down to Redgate. That last band was Dead Streets. The song was called, oh man, I should have looked that before I started to say it with so much confidence. Ignorati? I think that's how you pronounce it. Ignorati. It's a brand new single. It just came out earlier this year, January 2025. Before that, we had Cursed Words with their single Heroin Chic, also came out in January 2025. So brand spanking new tunes that's local. That is awesome. And of course, we kicked the set off with Wrong off their seminal debut 7-inch entitled Period. The song was Moving On. Probably still one of my favorite songs they've ever written, but the new stuff's pretty damn good, too. I'm joined here in the studio with all three members of the Fomite for the first time ever.
Dom, say hi.
Oh, hi.
Ah, there he is.
Hi, Dom. He's just in there daydreaming, just being cute, just being a cute little boy. That's all he's doing. You guys are also playing the show tomorrow.
We are.
But before we dug into a whole bunch of music from you, I want to just chat with your faces one more time. So, hello.
Hello.
Hi. I don't really have questions. I just want to hear your docile tones.
No, man.
So you guys are, I mean, like, yeah, taking February off is definitely an anomaly for you. Since I've met you guys, I think I could pretty much have the chance to see you almost any weekend I wanted to. Yeah, usually.
It was the year before last. We did 37 shows in a year.
Yeah, 37 shows.
That's a lot.
So this year's a little light and feels nice. One every... A little more relaxing, giving us a chance to do other projects and pursue other things.
Yes, yes. Your illustrious dance career, I see.
I know, that's right. You can tell. Just spry and naturally graceful.
Lovely. You guys have the... Also, you were busy last year before it ended doing the split with our good friends Terminal City Rats.
Oh, the boys.
Yeah, man.
Which is coming out. And I had asked you, Jesse, on the way up if you had the 7-inches. I haven't had my hands to get a copy. And you said, no, they're not ready yet. But we just got the test pressing.
I showed up with Blues Brothers suitcase handcuffed to my wrist.
To bring it up here, which we have. You guys want to just tell me a little bit about the 7-inch, what brought on the release, and when people might be able to get their hands on it.
Well, officially, it was supposed to be available at the beginning of February, so old time now.
It's
but that's how vinyl goes. So
yes.
We've approved the test pressings, and we figure probably, you know, within about 2 weeks, we're hoping, but, you know, we're not going to count our blessings before they, you know.
It happens. Vinyl is a tricky, fickle process. And, so, and the guys at Clampdown, they're working very hard.
They absolutely are. So vinyl kind of arrives when it arrives.
They're working for the Clampdown.
We said they're not allowed to sleep till they get here, and they're slaving away doing video game programmer hours just for us.
There you go.
But it was really just Jameson coming up to us and going like, hey, we should do a split. We just, we're just such major fans of each other's bands, and we've played, you know, a whole bunch of shows. He's had us at the Chai Pig Memorial a couple of times.
Yes.
And just like, there's no bigger cheerleader for like every other band than Jameson. He's just such a positive dude. So like, authentically excited.
I've never seen that guy not stoked and not smiling.
No, man.
Just fucking ready to go at all times.
No, he's a good dude.
The recording of it was interesting too, because what was the name of the studio again? I don't want to mess it up on air.
It was Rain City.
Thank you. Yeah, I always get it wrong.
With Stu.
Yeah, I was going to say, when we showed up to record it, it was Stu, and JD over here, I think, spent like 18 months with Dagger Mouth in his car, 100%.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, so it was a weird full circle moment to be like, oh my God.
Feels like a bit like coming home.
Yeah, no, for sure. It was rad. It was the first time we had recorded at Rain City, and definitely, like, I think we'll be back for sure.
Very cool.
It was just such a fun experience.
The whole thing was done there, yeah?
Yeah, start exactly. To finish, it was done over the course of a weekend, basically.
Oh,
we went
excellent.
We had two days, and it was basically two songs per day, a band head each day.
There you go.
And then it was a bit of mixing, and off you go.
Nice, simple, down, dirty.
That's
lovely.
All it takes, folks. Get out there, make music.
Yeah.
You can do it. If you got your shit together, you can do it.
Just $1 million room and then change.
Well, that helps. Yeah, it definitely helps.
Yeah.
Someone that knows what, you know.
You got to know what all the buttons
all
do.
All the buttons.
So many buttons.
So many.
Very cool. You guys want to dig into some of this? What is the track? Because there's two on the side, right?
Yeah.
Should we rip the whole thing? What do you think?
Let's rip it top to bottom. Should I set this one up?
You can set up. You can do whatever you want. The floor is yours, man. I just press the buttons. Dude.
Yeah. Let's set this one up. So this is actually a song that we had recorded on our first album, Radical Sabbatical.
Ooh, it's a good record, folks. If you don't have it, go pick it up.
It is, and it's one that's never gotten a physical release. So, you know, we've definitely talked about, like, should we do like a you know, I don't know, like release it on micro disc or something.
Mm.
You know, like
I heard cassette tapes are really being hit with
tape,
the kids.
Like maybe a laser
disc. We did
but,
look at that.
But but we decided not to. What we are doing though is we're recording at least this song, re-recording it with you know, kind of some of the changes that we've done. It's Undependable. One of our favorites off the first one.
Excellent. Let's give it a go. You listen to Rad Radio on CJSF.
Ooh.
We'll be right back.
And that was brand new music from the one, the only, the Fomites, right here live in the Creeping Flesh in the studio. That those songs were Undependable, a re-record of a Fomites classic off of Radical Sabbatical, which is available on Spotify and all your streamers. It's up there. Highly recommend you go and add it to your playlist of choice. And then the last track we just heard was Hero, a very odd and specific cover that I have, I think, so many questions, but I'm sure I'm still going to draw a blank. But my first and probably the most prominent one is just, I don't know if it's how or why. So let's pose them as this, as one question.
Well, first of all, how dare you?
I think we were trying to come up with a good cover to play. And I pitched 10,000 ideas, and it was just pearls before swine. Everything was pitched down. They hated them all. It was beautiful. The things that we could have covered that you'll never know about are amazing. But this was kind of like a beautiful middle ground. I could sneak in, like, wanting to do a Chad Kroeger song in a Trojan horse of Spider-Man.
that was your thing. Like, you guys all love Spider-Man too, right?
Yeah.
Doc Ock's great, right?
For anyone who doesn't know, it's actually on the first one.
Oh, is it?
On the very first one.
Okay.
Fine. Know.
Green Goblin's great too.
And I had a personal connection to this because when I was I must have been 10, but it was one of the first songs I learned how to play on acoustic as I was little Fort McMurray scrubby kid. Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
Of all things,
did you learn that on
Nickelback,
your BC, like your Beast or whatever?
No.
Just unplugged.
No,
on Spike
it was on,
guitar
it was on acoustic. It was an acoustic song, man. I wanted to be real, play it real legit.
Acoustic guitar or acoustic bass?
It was acoustic guitar.
Okay,
yeah, I play guitar.
I'm just wondering, just trying.
I do guitar. I do a little bit of everything.
That's
don't
fine.
You worry about it, Johnny.
I'm trying to paint the whole picture here of little Jesse Death and his little ghoul thing. Just be like, one day, Chad, one day, you and me, brother.
Yeah. No, it was just because I was that much in the tank for Spider-Man.
Yeah, very
anything
enough.
Spider-Man.
Anything Spider-Man.
Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man really got me.
It's a really good movie.
It was like the first time I got so hyped about something, I like read all the scripts about it. I read the James Cameron script before the Tobey Maguire one came out.
Wasn't the James Cameron one like really weird?
Fucked up
really
and like psychosexually fucks somebody at the top of the like the gold top of one of the bridges or something.
Sure.
And it was like, yeah, no, it was like I was reading it going like, oh, okay. This, Spider-Man could do that, Getty? Okay.
He's really shooting ropes, I see. Oh,
yeah.
Good. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I was like, well, this is all fucked.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Was that also your first Sam Raimi film?
I think it must have been.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think it would have had to have
interesting.
Been.
Interesting. Oh. Okay, that adds a much more different and like a more like heartfelt context. I was really hoping I was going to be able to dig into you guys more, but that sounds very sweet.
Oh, Carter's got a bunch of close ties to Nickelback as well. It's like,
yeah, I saw him. Hands up if you've seen Nickelback live. You can't see in the studio. Oh, Johnny!
I've seen Nickelback live. Oh, Nickelback origin story.
Damn.
Is I in 1999.
Boy.
I went to the Croatian Cultural Center. Hey?
Before they were cool.
Yeah. I went to the Croatian Cultural Center to see a band that I love to this day, Silverchair.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They were doing their Neon Ballroom tour.
Oh, it's a good time.
Yeah, okay.
And the opening act, written in very small print under the giant Neon Ballroom logo, was Nickelback. And we were standing in line. Me and my buddies were smoking weed. And we were like, I don't know, 14 or something. Like, who the fuck is Nickelback? And we go in and we see this band. And I was stoned as hell. And they were playing like rock. And they're like, the first album's not bad, man. Whatever it was, Silver Side Up or whatever the fuck it's called. And all I can remember is that I'm like, man, like Jesus is playing the guitar. Because this is when Chad had like long hair and like a beard.
Yeah.
And their bassist, I will not forget to this day, stood on the side of the stage the entire time with a lit cigarette in the Croatian Cultural Center. I didn't see him ever like exhale smoke or like change his cigarette or ash it or anything. Just like it was there the whole time, just going.
It's like from like the Aerosmith school of rock stars.
Yeah, man. Like, yeah, exactly. Like just killing it like Slash, like not ever doing anything, just fucking going. And those are the two things I remember. And the songs were fine.
Yeah.
And then like 6 months, a year later, that fucking song where they're like growing weed in like the
whatever fuck it is, like somebody call five gasoline, whatever that fucking song's called, fucking became like a massive radio hit, and then that's how we lead here today.
That was our Nickelback whisperer.
Yeah. I saw them when they're slightly bigger. They had treadmills on stage so they could do rock poses and like rock back and forth into these arms into the pit. It was for Mother's Day. My mom wanted to see them with her boy. That's me.
Very good.
So I took her. Got real drunk.
Yeah.
Spilled beer on myself.
So, that's the one and only time I'd ever seen Nickelback, and they were pretty good.
Silverchair and Nickelback, was the third band also like color silver themed?
I don't know. It should have been.
You know,
it really should have been. It should have been the silver tour. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the aluminum cowboys. Perfect. I don't know. I got nothing. I had more questions, but I got so distracted by Nickelback stories. I don't know. I've lost my train of thought. I do enjoy how you guys, you start kind of traditionally following the melody of the song, and then immediately you turn into a Fomite song.
Just abandon it completely.
The lyrics are there. It's just the bait and switch to gang vocals, and it's very Fomite, which I enjoy.
Well, I think you pretty much have to. If we had just done that straight down the middle, it wouldn't have worked, and I think if we had done it just straight our style, I don't think it would have worked as well. I think you have to have the juxtaposition of going, oh fuck, am I going to listen to this for 2.5 minutes? Really? Are they going to actually
each
just
one
do
holds
it?
Their attention as much as it possibly could.
There. And there was a world in which that's how that cover could have turned out. Like, yeah, no, this is just how it goes.
This is